honorable members, good morning. Good morning, honorable members.
Good morning, Chair. Are we ready to start? It's only a quarter of an hour late.
No, okay. We're waiting for you. Okay. Today we are doing the NYDA report. We have delayed to the extent that now the time is no longer on our side. I'm informed that we'll have to try to adopt it today. I'm informed that we should try to adopt, but it's not a long report. Maybe we'll ask Mr. Maswil to go through it, to lead us with the reading, and then we can make corrections where we would want to make corrections.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, honorable members. Good morning, colleagues. I'll start with one introduction. In terms of Section 10(1)(c) of the Money Bills Amendment Procedures and Related Matters Act, number 9 of 2009, the relevant members of Cabinet must table updated strategic plans for each department, public entity, or institution, which must be referred to the relevant committee for consideration and report. The strategic plan for 2013-2018, the 2013-14 APP, and the budget of the National Youth Development Agency were tabled in Parliament on 23 April 2013. Furthermore, a revised strategic plan for 2013-2018 and revised 2013-14 annual performance plan were tabled on 15 May 2013. The revised documents were referred to the Standing Committee on Appropriations on 21 May 2013. On 15 May 2013, the Deputy Minister in the Presidency, Performance Monitoring and Evaluation, as well as Administration, Mr. O. Babela, the Chairperson of the National Youth Development Agency Board, Mr. Y. Pillay, and the Chief Executive Officer and Senior Officials briefed the Standing Committee on Appropriations, hereinafter referred to as the Committee, on the revised strategic plan for 2013 to 2018, and the annual performance plan and budget for the 2013-14 financial year. Number 2, or Section 2, mandate of the National Youth Development Agency. The National Youth Development Agency, hereinafter referred to as the NYDA, is a national public entity owned and funded by government. It was launched on 16 June 2009, Youth Day, by the President of the Republic of South Africa, His Excellency J.G. Zuma. The NYDA came about as a result of the merger of the National Youth Commission and Umsobomvu Youth Fund in 2007, and subsequently the National Youth Development Agency Act No. 58 of 2008. Furthermore, the NYDA was established to address youth development issues in the country. The NYDA reports to government through the Office of the President. The NYDA is a South African-based agency established primarily to tackle challenges faced by the country's young people. The institution was established to be a single unitary structure established to address youth development issues at all spheres of government. The existence of the NYDA should be located within the broad context of South Africa's development dynamics. Similar to many developing countries, South Africa has a large population of youth, with those between the ages of 14 and 35 constituting 42% of the total population. Given the youthful nature of the country's population, much of the socioeconomic challenges facing the nation, that is poverty, inequality, unemployment, poor health, and so on, are borne by the youth. The gravity of the challenges faced by young people in the country require a multi-pronged approach that simultaneously promotes the development of sustainable livelihoods, reduces poverty and inequality, and prioritizes the development of policies which create an enabling environment for youth development. The NYDA seeks to play a leading role in ensuring that all major stakeholders, that is government, private sector, and civil society, prioritize youth development and contribute towards identifying and implementing lasting solutions which address youth development challenges. The next page, the NYDA derives its mandate from various legislative frameworks, including the National Youth Development Agency Act, number 58 of 2008, NYDA Act, the National Youth Policy, 2009-2014, and the Draft Integrated Youth Development Strategy. The NYDA mandate, as outlined in the NYDA Act, can be summarized as follows: to lobby and advocate for integration and mainstreaming of youth development in all spheres of government, private sector, and civil society, to initiate, implement, facilitate, and coordinate youth development programs, monitor and evaluate youth development intervention across the board, and mobilize youth for active participation in civil society engagements.
Honored members, I know that paragraph 1 dates, they have they can be confusing, but I was informed that the dates for tabling and referring were different, and this is how they were. That's why you find that the 21st of May comes before the 15th of May, for instance. So I don't know if there are any comments on the part that has been read. Honorable Dr. Honorable Dr. Panek.
Chairperson, thank you. Are we supposed now to propose amendments or changes or just... number two, the second paragraph, point number two, mandate of National Youth Development Agency. We will remember yesterday during the speech in Parliament on Youth Day, the second sentence, but I'm going to read from the beginning. I want to make an amendment on the last word of the second sentence. The National Youth Development Agency, brackets hereinafter referred to as NYDA, end of brackets, is a national public entity owned and funded by the state and not necessarily by the word government. The reason why I say that is yesterday the deputy minister, the minister also referred to this, that it is a non-political entity run by the state. You know, when we talk about government, with all respect, the ANC is the government of the day, the ruling government. Some people might think, you know, it is political affiliated. It belongs to the ANC, if I put it in a rough language. So just to comply with what the minister also yesterday in Parliament said, and he actually put emphasis on this, that we just need to work up and put in the word state.
Thank you, Chair. Now I hear what Honourable Member Van Dyk said, but in the past we what is the word that he used in the past? I think it was government. So if you look at, and there is a distinction between the two words, state and government. Did the minister use the word state yesterday?
If I can just, with your permission, you know, normally when we talk by the word state, you know, every anything else, you talk about state property. If you read notice boards or whatever, it's state property. This is my proposal, it's just to give NIDA its independence that it deserved. You know, it is totally independent organization, funded by the government, because the government, you know, here in Parliament, we are all part of the government, sitting in Parliament, all the different political parties, to allocate money to all the different departments. But at the end of the day, it's the property of the state. It belongs to the state and not necessarily to government.
Chairperson, I just want to know, what did we use in the past that was?
I will allow you comment for the last time, but I want to avoid the dialogue. No,
Chair, I think in the past we used the word government. And my view is, I think at this stage we must still use the word government. That's my view.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think the word we actually use is presidency. We can take it from there because presidency is above.
That's where the budget
government
lies.
Mm. We use presidency. So maybe I don't know because I was going to agree with the one that's in not to be partisan, because if they already say ANC led government and it comes from the opposition, and no, that's what Honorable Van Dijk said, and we know that this agency is under the presidency and the president is above being in a partisan position. So if we think that government will be perceived as something making it aligned to one party or another, we can look at it and see if we can move the way government, because I didn't see anything wrong in government, but the way it was put by Honorable Van Dijk makes less attempt. So I don't know, because I thought maybe if government is already given some labels, these labels will go right into our debate during the day, and it will be seen as an ANC-led institution, whereas we know it is not. The board is multi-party, so it will depend from us whether we change it or not. But the board that runs this agency is multi-party.
Honored members, I don't know if the word state or government really there's much of a difference, more than perhaps a preference of what one person would like to have. I think as Honorable Gerard Blom is saying, and I think Honorable Dr. Van Dijk agrees that most of our reports, if you go through our reports, they have been saying government. But I think I don't think that at the back of our minds we really had the intentions of being biased towards what you call it, the ANC, more than saying that it's a government, it's a government of the country. Whether you have the question of, I mean, whether you support those people, the majority side or not, it's not the issue. The issue is that, in fact, if we go to a definition, I think Honorable Dr. Van Dijk, you could assist us. When we go to finer definition of what is a state, what is government, I think that then there might be what you call, I don't know if you want to go deep to those kind of definitions of what is a state. Because somebody else might say, if you will say what is a state, people could start differentiating that it is between the officials, the bureaucrats, and the, what you call the government, including everyone. So I don't know if you want to, and I don't think that there's anything to do with from which side you're coming from. This government, and government, obviously, as we all know, Honorable Harold Blom is in a constituency office or wherever, you don't ask people when they come to ask for help and say, which party did you vote for? I don't think that is a public representative that ever raised that question. The person comes to you, seeks help, or people come to government, they want help. You don't ask the person who did you vote for or not vote for. I don't know. I just need your help. I was trying to check with I wanted him to just to help. Yeah, I'm noting honorable Swart. But maybe I don't see it as a big issue, but I think that it's important that we should be clear in terms of what is it that you want to achieve here. Maybe before I come to you, Honorable Dr. Sande, could I start with Honorable Swart?
Chair, I'm sorry, I don't have a problem with government. We refer to local government, we refer to provincial government, we refer to national government, and the three spheres of government, and it's all run by different political parties. You know, so it's not a question of which political party is which. So if you refer to me as government, I see myself as part of government because of national government because I'm elected an elected official. Of a political party in national government, not in any other thing, not in the state, but in government. So I'm quite happy with the word government.
So now you're reminding me of something else, that normally when you're talking about the state, people normally refer to departments as a state, their department. Honorable Doctor...
Chairperson, yes, and I don't think we have to debate on this, and I don't want, you know, that we have different opinions. The reason why I say this is just to give NIDA the independence that they deserved. Like the Honorable Swart said, we are elected members, elected here in Parliament. So government are all the political parties here in Parliament. We actually, when you say it's funded by government, but owned by the state. At the end of the day, the word state refers to public, it's public owned. It gives the independence that there's no political party involved. But we as a government here approve the budget, that's right, consisting of different political parties. So the impression when you talk about government can even mean it belongs to all the political parties here in Parliament. But this is just now, you know, I don't want to be very technical, but normally in public documents you will see that, and even property outside, when you see it, all the references on certain landmarks, you will see it is the property of the state. They use the word state, or state-owned, like state-owned enterprises. It's not government-owned enterprises and that sort of thing. So that is why I just want to make a distinction between it's funded by government correctly, but owned by the state. Thank you.
I want us to make progress after your input. I think that we can make progress.
Chairperson, that was my proposal. So let me park that one and then they find out what is the wording they used in the past, and for progress, I think we must move on. Thank you.
I think that you spot on. That's what I wanted to propose. But let's just flag it and pack it. But now it's tempting. The more we make input, the more one becomes more convinced about which is the right way to. Let's just take it that we'll pack it, we'll come back to it. Let's leave it as is for now. But thank you very much. You're waking us up. It's in the morning. Thank you. Okay. Honourable members, any other Let's go to three. Okay. Understand.
On page one.
Yes.
Paragraph two.
Mm-hmm.
Line number two. The institution was established to be a single unitary structure established to address. Can you just take out the established? Because it's already saying there in the first line.
Sure. You're right.
And that's it.
Okay. Now then. Okay. Any other correction? Okay. Can we go to three, please?
On page 2-3, strategic shifts for the 2013 MTEF. As from 1st April 2013, a new board of the NYDA assumed office and undertook a firm commitment to the citizens of the country and Honorable Deputy Minister Mr. Obed Papela to restore the image and credibility of the NYDA. The broad review of the mandate and operations of the NYDA by the new board with vital inputs and guidance from the committee led to the realization that the mandate of the NYDA in its current form is too broad, thus making it difficult to have focused interventions. The NYDA has also experienced challenges in the effective implementation and monitoring of youth development programs at provincial and local levels. As a result thereof, it has been proposed that the NYDA Act must be reviewed in order to streamline the NYDA's mandate and give the NYDA powers to coordinate and implement youth development at provincial level. The NYDA indicated that the draft legislation has been completed with input from various stakeholders, including Office of the Premiers and government departments, and is currently undergoing legal scrutiny. The NYDA will prioritize education and skills development as its core area of emphasis in the rollout of all its programs in the 2013 MTEF. This emanates from the realization that a lack of skills is consistently identified as the major impediment in efforts to successfully drive youth development. To ensure that high standards of honesty and integrity are entrenched and maintained within the agency, a new social and ethics committee will be established in the 2013-14 financial year. The NYDA has adopted a new vision, mission, and value statements in line with its plans to restore public confidence in the agency. The NYDA also undertook several key strategic shifts in ensuring it fulfills its commitment to restore its image and credibility. The new vision, mission, value statements, and strategic shifts for the 2013 MTEF are outlined below. Vision, to be a credible and capable development agency for South Africa's youth. Mission, to mainstream youth issues into society and to facilitate youth development with all sectors of society. Value statements, excellence, honesty, and integrity. Respect, care, punctuality, and timeliness. Page 3, key strategic shifts. Comprehensive review of the NYDA's goals, strategy, and outcomes. Reduction of the key performance areas from 10 to 5 to ensure more focused youth interventions. And reducing the key performance indicators from 72 to 27 to make performance measurement more realistic. End of section 3.
Continue.
Okay. Okay. Number 4, strategic outcomes. The revised strategic plan and annual performance plan of the NYDA for the 2013 financial year are informed by the following 4 strategic outcomes. Improved and sustainable livelihood opportunities for young people in South Africa. Enhanced, enabling environment that promotes youth development in all sectors of South African society. Enhanced participation of young people in social cohesion towards nation building. Develop and enhance a credible and capable youth development agency. Section 5, key performance areas. To implement the above-mentioned strategic outcomes, the NYDA will focus on the following 5 key performance areas: economic participation, education and skills development, policy research and development, health and well-being, governance and administration.
Thank you. Okay, honorable members, from 3, strategic shifts.
I suggest that we have consistency in our spellings. That program is not spelled the same. Another one is English, another one is American. So we go to one of the two.
I want you to listen. Oh, Zan is listening. Okay. Yes, yes. Now you, I think you're right. Come. We need to have one more.
I want to understand the name of the deputy minister. Is it necessary? Because when you talk about the citizens of the country, it includes everybody. Unless, because you can't send one person out.
It might be retrenched tomorrow.
Yeah, that's why I was saying maybe these are two sentences combined, you know, instead of having one sentence. But
Sepo
wanted to make the suggestion.
Okay. Thanks, Chair. The proposal is for the first sentence, we were left that the new board of the NYDA assumed office on the 1st of April 2013, and then we end the sentence there. And then the second sentence would be, the new board undertook a firm commitment to the citizens of the
country.
Okay. The new board committed itself to the citizens of the country to restore the image and credibility of the NYDA. Maybe at the end we can insert with the support of the deputy minister.
No.
I think that Honorable Fuller is correct. Let us remove
the reference to the deputy
the
minister.
Reference to the deputy
it minister. Might be even the minister, so it doesn't necessarily have to be.
Yeah, remove everything that's about but. Mm-hmm. I know that there are very important words that are there. No?
Okay.
The issue of restoring the image and credibility of the NYDA.
Yeah.
I don't know how we can include them.
It's still there.
And I took a firm commitment to the citizens of the
country
to restore image and credibility of the organization.
We've removed this part. No?
Mm.
So the new board.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Any other corrections on page 3, on page 2? Page 3? Okay. Sorry. Are you thinking, Congressman Schuster? Okay. Professor, we're going to page 3 now.
Are you there?
Are you sick now?
No, sir, I'm there.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Please not.
Okay, on page 3, any correction?
What I was thinking on page 3 is just also the introduction for page 5. You remember that in the past there were 10, what you call, KPAs. Now they've been reduced to 5.
Okay.
Maybe we can get in the introduction, maybe we can make that observation, you know.
It's just, it is there. Reduction of the key performance from 10 to 5.
Sorry? Well, on 4, no? Okay, the revised auto, shall I? Oh, okay. Now it's fine, then. Okay. All right. Then we can pass. If we're happy, let's go to 6.
6, overview of the budget for the 2013 MTEF. Table 1, budget summary for the 2013 MTEF. It includes the table, the programs excluding compensation of employees for 2013-14, and then the medium-term estimates for 14-15 and for 15-16. And it continues to the next page. The total for the programs excluding compensation of employees is 256097 for 13-14, and then the medium-term estimates is 268. I'm reading from the highlight, the first highlighted section, which indicates the total.
Okay.
For 14-15, which is 268647, and then for 15-16, it's 280997. And then it says that for composition of employees for 13-14 is 171467, for 14-15, 179869, and then for 15-16, 188143. And Cushion Services 256097, 268646, 280997. Payments for capital assets. Okay. 4862, and then for 14-15, 5101, 15-16, 5335. Total budget 432, 426, 453616, 474, 475. The transfer from Folk 1, the presidency, as per the ENE, 392710, 411237, 425765, and then on revenue for NYTA, from interest payments and capital repayments, 39716, 42379, and 48710. Total revenues is 432426, 453 616 474 475. The NYDA is budgeted for under budget vote of the presidency for 1. The total budgeted transfer from the presidency to the NYDA in the 13-14 financial year amounts to 392.7 million. The budget transfer to the NYDA increases over the medium term to 411.2 in 14-15 and 425.8 in 15-16. In addition to the transfer budget allocation, the NYDA raises its own revenue through interest income and capital repayments on loans, and an amount of 39.7 has been budgeted for in 13-14. The consolidated budget of the NYDA therefore amounts to 432.4 in 13-14, 453 in 14-15, and 474 in 15-16. The NYDA indicated that the key strategy for enhancing the effectiveness of the utilization of resources in the 2013 MTEF will be a shift in emphasis in spending away from internal operations and move towards prioritizing expenditure to outward-focused youth development service delivery programs. The 13-14 budget allocation for the NYTA shows that the programs receiving the largest allocations were corporate services at 54.8, followed by national youth service and skills development at 5353.6, and economic development at 51.8 million. The budget allocation for commission of employees was 171.5 million in the 13-14 financial year and shows inflation-linked growth in the medium term. Spending reductions of 25.5 million have been effected in the medium term in the budget allocation of the NYD as part of cabinet-approved budget reductions. Section 7.
Okay.
Just the, underneath the schedule, you know, or the table there, it says the NIDA's budget is 400, the budget of the presidency vote one. I think we can say the NIDA budget is included in vote one and then hyphen presidency. And then scrap the rest of that sentence. And the reason I'm saying that is because the figures are already in the table itself, and secondly, it is repeated in the following paragraph.
You say we don't need
that. Another budget is included under budget vote one, the presidency. And then you can scrap the rest of the sentence because it's already in the table itself, those figures, and then it's repeated in the next paragraph where they say that they raised their own, and that then it comes to the same conclusions. The NIDA budget is included under vote one. Not under the budget vote one. Under vote one. The presidency.
It's included under the budget vote of the presidency.
Under vote one, the presidency.
And what are you suggesting?
No, that's correct now as it is there, Chair. As you got it there. Except that he missed now the blue color does not come out.
No.
Thanks, Chair. Thanks, honorable members. Just a proposal before we remove it. It's just to note that normally the narrative that's underneath the tables that are presented in reports is to describe the figures as they are, so that when members go through the report, they don't have to look at the Excel table and make out that a certain figure is increasing to the next year and so on. So it's just for ease of understanding the content of the table. As much as at times it seems like a repeat, it's just something for the other members to note. Thanks.
I thought that it was intended to achieve that, but I think that it's not a very strong case. It can be removed, but I agree with Seppo that for easy reading,
but then we repeat it in the next paragraph, Chair.
We repeat it in the next paragraph?
Yeah.
No, you're right. Now, let's just, in addition to the transfer budget allocation, as I raise it, it's all not to call it, yeah, no.
And why, Chair, why I think it's important to have it in the second paragraph is because it refers to the additional revenue which they raised themselves. So then it comes to the consolidated budget. It's only after, you know, we've brought in the question of them raising their own revenue.
Okay. I had noted a comment Mashiko earlier. Oh, you were... Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I think it
should be left like that, because now it makes it easier when you read the first paragraph and you come to the second one, where it's talking about they raise their own money, that it makes it easier to understand from the first paragraph instead of from the table. So yeah, I don't think they color it with each other.
Yeah, just leave it in there. I can't even worry about it any further.
Leave it as it is.
I'm a bit...
No, we don't change.
Okay.
It's because if you read it, it makes sense when you come to the second paragraph.
This, I don't understand that sense, but that's why I say, Jill, just leave it, keep her happy. I mean, you know, really, I don't understand her problem, but I don't mind. If you want the right words in there, that's not necessary. Okay. Keep going.
When she's no longer there, you are alone, you're explaining it alone. The way you think, no, I wanted to keep another man like it.
Honest. I'm really not going to fight about that, Jill.
You wonder what you call it, the thought.
If the honorable member understands it better when it's there, that's fine. If the honourable member understands it better when it's there, I'm happy, because I want the honourable member to understand. Yeah, no, but my sweetheart will understand anything.
Not sure we've agreed. That's what I was raising to say when you read it. So it's fine.
The next paragraph
is fine, which is
the one starting with the
2015. The last paragraph. Okay. Thank you, Chairperson. The one with the blue line, those 411.2, that 411.2 was actually not supposed to be this wrong. If you follow the table, those 411.2,
I mean in the paragraph below
the figures, they don't correlate with the table.
The
So then let's leave it then. Let's go to the top one. Move it. That total. We have compensation of employees, because I followed it when you said the program excludes compensation of employees. It goes well until to that total. And then the program excludes compensation of employees. Then economic classification. You added that total to come to 432 net. Something
no.
Isn't right somewhere.
It's only
for for economic classification only. Oh, yeah. Thanks. I'm happy. I didn't read it well. No, I'm okay. I wasn't following. It's not that I was thinking of my own thing. Everything is okay.
As you were saying, everything is okay. You're making us to think.
No, don't think that's okay. I didn't see economic classification. I just I didn't see the profit economy classification.
Okay.
Okay. Let's proceed. Yes.
Maybe we, before we proceed, there is one issue that I think we need to include under Q73. Just one step back where we were, which I think it was a major threat for the organization.
The funding mechanism. Would remember that in the past they used to give loans to the young people, and they've changed that approach to the grant funding. So I think for me that's the major strategic shift. Yeah, for the organization. So we can just highlight it there in the key strategic shift. Good point. I know that we have spoken about it in the program, in the report, but just give it an impetus in that section. Thanks, Chair.
You're right. But I'm with you.
No. The will not say anything anymore, because maybe you don't understand what I say, so we'll just leave it here.
You don't want to make a happy now?
Nothing.
Okay. Now it's fine. Just assist with the wedding, Mr. Dlomo. Okay. Let's come to 7.
That is straightforward.
Let's come to 7. 7.1. Yeah, please proceed.
7.1. Strategic Outcome Goal 1. Improved and sustainable livelihoods opportunities for young people in South Africa. Comprises of 3 key performance areas, KPA. Namely, economic participation, education and skills development, and health and well-being. Economic participation aims to enhance the participation of young people in the economy through targeted and integrated programs. A key feature of this performance area is the shift from loan funding to grant funding as a delivery method for financial support to youth-owned enterprises. Grant funding will be complemented by the personal development support services and mentorship in order to provide a holistic package in supporting youth enterprises. The Youth Grant Fund will be launched in June 2013, and the Youth Cooperatives Fund will be launched in July 2013. In enhancing the participation of young people in the economy, the NYDA plans to establish 500 youth-owned enterprises and provide support to 37,975 youth enterprises in 2013-14. The target for the establishment of 500 enterprises will be spread throughout the provinces, that is, Gauteng 18, Mpumalanga 70, Limpopo 60, Free State 30, Northern Cape 50, Eastern Cape 60, Western Cape 40, and KwaZulu-Natal 60. The NYDA indicated that generally, young people required small and micro grants to assist them in setting up enterprises. In addition, the agency will partner with established large business funding facilitators, such as Industrial Development Corporation, in cases where large capital funding is required for a given youth enterprise. Moreover, the NYDA plans to create 2,500 jobs through grant funding and business development services and provide for 1,500 job placements for young people in 2013-14. The Education and Skills Development KPA aims to facilitate and implement education opportunities to improve the quality of education attainment for the youth, and also to facilitate and implement skills programs. In facilitating and implementing education programs, the NYDA will support 130 young people through the Solomon Maslangu Scholarship Program in 2013-14 financial year. In the 2013-14 financial year, 3,000 young people will be enrolled for the Matric Rewrite Program in 2013-14, and the number is set to increase to over 4,000 in 2015-16. The NYDA will continue supporting young people through career programs, and 700,000 young people will benefit from the program in 2013-14. In driving its skills program for young people, the NYDA plans to have 1,500 young people participating in structured youth build programs aimed at empowering and capacitating youth in communities. The youth build program seeks to develop the academic leadership and technical skills of young people through on-the-job training opportunities in the construction sector. It is envisaged that this program will be expanded to other sectors such as the information communication technology sector in the medium term. In addition, 100,000 young people will be supported through the job preparedness programs. The health and well-being KPA under strategic outcome goal 1 aims to improve the health and well-being of young people to allow them to productively lead fulfilling socio-economic lives associated with a responsible and sustainable nation. In particular, the NYDA plans to benefit 5,000 young people through various health and well-being intervention programs. End of section 7.1.
Thank you. Verse 7.1, any comments?
Honorable Mpula.
So I just wanted to understand that the, is it the key performance indicators? Or is it the key performance areas? Because I thought that the key performance areas, we talked about them on the other page. Now we are coming to indicators. That needs to tell us what will we see that indicates about the performance.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention, but I'm sure that people were paying attention. I was just giving some instructions. I don't know. Do you want to repeat for me, or they heard it? I don't know.
Yeah, my question is.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's page 3 or 2. It was talking about key performance area.
That's correct.
Now I'm asking this page. It's indicating what will happen for each performance area, for each KPA. Now I'm saying, is it not KPI instead of KPA? Wait, let me make an example. The health, well-being, key performance indicators under strategic goal outcome 1. They're already explaining what are they going to do. That is indication. Now I'm asking about the others there on top, because they've changed to key performance areas. Was it not supposed to be key performance indicators? Just ask so that I can understand.
I think that maybe the simple answer I could give is that the NYDA gives makes three key performance areas. Okay, I see NYDA is laughing there at the back. It's fine. You want to help Anup Masu with this, or you're going to another one?
No, I'm looking at this because if you look at them, they think that key performance areas because they even name them. Maybe the explanation, unless you want them to add something which will also lead to targets, because they actually mention these key performance areas, which are the outcome goal number 1, which are namely economic participation, educational skills development, and health. And then from there, they explain. I don't know whether I'm somewhere along the line we should mention indicators, but here, when they talk about this outcome goal, they mention 3 performance areas. And then they go to the next one. They relate a performance area to that outcome goal, and they go to the next one, they relate a key performance area to that outcome goal. So unless we want them to be changed somehow.
The question that the Honorable Mfulo raises is that even for me, it's just for my maybe general understanding to me. Mfulo, I don't know if you were raising what I'm... That for me, I don't understand the difference between the key performance areas and indicators. I'm just not understanding.
No, that's easy.
Sorry?
I don't understand. Sorry.
All I'm saying is, I do understand what is happening, but all I want to understand is to say, in the beginning there, they are talking about key performance areas. But when you come and they explain, that explanation for me is key performance indicators. It indicates for each and every area. If it's economic participation, we're talking about young people, so many young people performing, you know, in that. So hence I'm asking to say, starting from enhancing the participation of young people, are those not indicators to say what is going to happen in terms of KPAs? Is that what they are saying? That's what I want to understand.
Chair, may I explain it this way?
Honorable Mufula explained, because at the beginning is definitely key performance areas, and then 1, 2, 3 go along with those three. They start by explaining what economic performance area is. They go to the next one, they explain the second performance area. They go to the third one, they explain the third performance area. Hence I say, if we want it to be worded another way, let's say it like that, but I try to to relate these explanations to the performance areas, and you could see that they were explaining the indicators along each and every paragraph. So I don't know whether you are talking about the same thing with the chapter.
I hear now. No, for me, I was saying, I think that's a short explanation of what the difference between an area and
an area. See, an area is an area in which you want to do something and want to achieve something. The indicator is inside that area. It's inside that area. It's what is the measurement. That is the indicator.
Okay, that's exactly what I'm saying to say. Somewhere, somehow, it must be clear that these are the key performance indicators. So that we can know, even if it can become a subheading. They are distinguished, even if they are intertwined, like Honorable Swart is saying. But I'm saying it needs to be clear so that we should not ask. For an example, I make paragraph 3. It says, in terms of education and skill development, the key performance indicator aims to facilitate and implement education. That is an indicator, right? So that I'm saying, Chair, can I report? Thank you, Chair. It says opportunities to improve the quality of education under education and skills development. What are the indicators to improve the quality of education? That's what I'm talking about. So I'm saying it should be a little bit clearer. Because if you keep on explaining, somehow it gets lost. I don't say it's wrong. I'm saying it needs to be a little bit clearer. Thank you, Chair.
No, thanks, Honorable Members. It's our error. The KPA was there initially, hence the confusion, but it refers to KPA. I understand why it's confusing. So under each KPA, you will see, for example, we introduce right at the top economic participation, and then underneath we discuss the performance indicators relating to that KPA, and then similarly for the other KPAs. Thanks, Honorable Members, and apologies for that. Thanks.
There's no danger. There's no danger. I think that we are just being educated here. Now, it's fine. With the areas and indicators, all there. Are we happy now?
I don't understand, but...
You're fine. Okay, let's go to two. Let's go to two.
7.2. Strategic outcome goal 2. Strategic outcome goal 2, enhanced enabling environment that promotes youth development in all sectors of South African society, comprises of key performance areas, policy and research development. The policy and research development KPA aims to develop a body of knowledge and best practice in youth development sector to inform and influence policy development, planning and implementation. The key objectives of the policy and research development are to create and produce information and knowledge for better youth development planning and decision making, to provide access to information and create awareness of youth development programs, to lobby stakeholders to support and implement youth development programs, to create a platform for youth to participate and benefit from democratic processes and promote social cohesion, to mobilize and leverage financial resources from third parties. The NYDA plans to design 5 new youth development programs and produce 8 knowledge management and youth-related reports in the 2013-14 financial year. In addition, the NYDA plans to complete 100 evaluation reports of programs and projects it has undertaken. The NYDA intends to establish the Youth Development Institute in 2014. The institute will serve as a central lab for youth-related research projects, and it will partner with various research bodies and institutions of higher learning. Part of the output envisaged for the YDI include the formulation of the Youth Development Index that will assist in gauging progress the country is making in addressing youth development challenges. Other key projects to be undertaken under policy and research development include, namely, development of youth employment strategy for South Africa 2050 with the aim of halving youth unemployment by 2050. National Youth Service Program, the NYDA to lead the review and reframing of current models of the National Youth Service approach. Redrafting of the National Youth Policy 2015-2020 and the Integrated Youth Development Strategy in conjunction with the Public Service Commission. Design and implementation of special projects to address the needs of people with disabilities and implementation of the Rural Youth Development Strategy. And 2% of all program interventions will be ring-fenced towards supporting the needs of people with disabilities. The NYDA indicated that the revised Integrated Youth Development Strategy will be completed by the end of the financial year. The NYDA plans to have 700,000 young people receiving information on youth development through the agency's access points. In fulfilling its key objective of lobbying key stakeholders to support and implement youth development programs, the NYDA plans to lobby 30 private and public entities to establish youth directorates. In addition, the agency intends to establish 70 partnerships across government, the private sector, and civil society. The NYDA indicated that it has been in discussions with Telkom and its cellular phone subsidiary, ETA, on ways to utilize young people in its marketing activities. To expand its reach to all young South Africans, the NYDA plans to host 106 dialogue sessions with young people and will mobilize 1,500 young women and disabled youth to participate in youth development programs. The NYDA plans to mobilize and leverage financial resources from third parties and aims to raise 80 million rands in the 13-14 financial year.
Thank you. Honorable Sarapla?
Just thinking. Okay. Honorable members, any comments?
Now, you know, there was a discussion that day that was saying we have the National Development Plan is talking about 2030 and the and now the NYDA is talking 2050. Now, I don't know, I thought that there was an attempt to reach some consensus in terms of what can be done by 2030 and 2050.
I was under the impression that halving youth unemployment was 2030. I don't know if I I'm right, but I think that there was that discussion. So. Can someone recall exactly what happened? Or your notes, Onat Mashiko? Okay. Yeah. So it's under deliberation. Okay. Okay, sure. All right. So okay. We have it strategic outcome 3.
Sir?
Yeah.
That's one thing before we move on. And five bullet points, ne? Where you said redrafting of national youth policy 2015-2030. I think the word that they used is reviewing of national policy, national youth policy, not redrafting. That's the word they used in their presentation.
Any other correction?
I don't know.
Let's flag it.
Whatever national youth policy comes out will be a new national youth policy. So it won't be a reviewed document, hence the use of the word redrafted. But we can check the exact wording they used in the presentation.
Yeah, let's check, because I suspect that, let's just check, because redrafting and reviewing are two, what you call it, different things. Let's come back to it. Okay. Any other observations, comments?
Yeah, Jim. Under 7.1, we talk about strategic outcome goal 1 and strategic outcome goal 2. But now the goal is left out under 7.3 and 7.4. So I don't know whether the goal should be there or not. Maybe Honourable Mashula can help us there.
No.
Honourable Swab is right with those goals.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping to score a goal with that. Yeah.
Some consistency, yes. No, thank you, Honourable Swab, for that observation. Sorry.
No fire.
So you're asking what happened when you were away?
Yes.
Well,
because the
other honorable
sitting right
very close.
Very close.
But there's a reason for that, Chief.
Well, Honorable Mfulo comes from Northern Cape and he comes from Southern Cape, so there's some tunnelering, you know, in the provinces.
No, it's fine. Well, thank you, Honorable Members. Strategic goal, 3.
What is this? Outcome goal. It's a naming they used. Strategic outcome goal 3.
Okay.
Enhanced participation of young people in social cohesion towards nation building comprises of the key performance areas, health and key performance area, health and well-being. The KPA seeks to increase awareness of the health.
So the KPA?
Yes, Chair.
Okay.
The KPA seeks to increase awareness of the health lifestyle that promote good health practices amongst the youth of South Africa, including the dangers of substance abuse, unprotected sex, importance of good nutrition, sexual transmitted diseases, and the impact of HIV and AIDS amongst young people. The NYDA will continue to utilize partnerships with Love Life and other related stakeholders to achieve its health and lifestyle program's objectives. The NYDA plans to carry out 4 health and well-being campaigns and implement a number of special projects in 2013-14. The number of campaigns and special projects in health and well-being will increase from 4 to 9 in 2015-16.
Can go to 4 as well?
7.4, Strategic Outcome Goal 4. Strategic Outcome Goal 4, develop and enhance a credible and capable youth development agency, comprises of the key performance area, governance and administration. This strategic outcome area is defined as the efficient and effective utilization of resources through the provision of judicious governance technology and systems, business operation systems, human capital, and financial management systems that adhere to relevant legislative requirements. The NYD has attained an unqualified audit opinion for the past 3 financial years. In addition, the board has capacitated and instructed the audit committee of the organization to perform more regular audits to ensure compliance and improve processes in key governance areas such as supply chain audits and value add audits. The NYDA will develop a systems roadmap in 2013-14 through the auditing of its information technology systems for efficiency and effectiveness. Furthermore, there will be a review of the current business processes to ensure that processes are aligned to the programs and products and services. The agency plans to further expand its reach and will establish 30 access points in 2013-14 financial year. In the 2013-14 financial year, the agency will train and capacitate 400 staff to ensure the effective delivery of youth development services.
Okay. Any comments? 7.3. Strategic outcome goal number 3. Goal number 4. Honorable Swart.
No, I've got nothing to say, Chair. I've got all the goals under control, Chair.
Okay. Well, I'm glad the whip is there. Any other? No comments on the on 7.3 and 7.4. No? We're happy. Okay. Now let's come to the deliberations now. Babuzan, you want to assist with reading? Okay. Okay, now I get
Section 8, deliberations. The committee welcomed the board's commitment to restore the image and credibility of the NYDA. It supported the change in the NYDA strategic direction towards more focused intervention and was of the view that the shift will enhance the efficiency and effectiveness of the NYDA operations and outputs. The committee inquired from the NYDA whether they had a proper transition plan in place for the implementation of the new grant funding model. The committee was of the view that a transition plan would assist in strengthening public confidence in the organization and its funding programs. It was indicated that such a plan must encompass transparency, in the administration of grant funding through clear criteria and guidelines for accessing grant funding and accountability mechanisms for beneficiaries. The committee viewed the submission and through analysis of business plans as critical in the process of awarding grant funding to beneficiaries. Page 8. The committee expressed concerns regarding the considerable lack of awareness amongst young people about the NYDA, its mandate and services. Furthermore, the committee highlighted that the NYDA's budget for communications and public relations seemed insufficient to address the significant redress required to resolve the current limited awareness by young people on the products and services of the agency. The committee was concerned at the NYDA's pursuance of partnerships that may be favorable to one service provider over another in a competitive sector market. In particular, the committee expressed the concern that the partnership with a new cellular phone company may unfairly prejudice other cellular phone network providers in the market. The NYDA indicated that all service providers and any other stakeholder, in brackets, including all cellular phone companies, were welcome to initiate partnerships with the agency. The committee viewed the perception of the agency as being nonpartisan as vital for the image and credibility of the NYDA. The committee was of the view that programs of the NYDA need to take into account the needs of young graduates and young qualified professionals. Furthermore, while the committee recognizes the importance of skills in the mathematical sciences, however, it called for the NYDA to prioritize other skill sets required by young people by enhancing its programs at school level to include the development of other sciences and entrepreneurial skills. The NYDA indicated that it needs to enhance its graduate database so as to have more graduates registering and broaden the linkage with potential employers. The NYDA indicated that it strives to have programs that cater for all career and youth development fields. The committee was concerned at the timeline alignment between the proposed Youth Employment Strategy for South Africa 2050 and the National Development Plan Vision 2030. The committee highlighted the need for consistency and alignment between programs initiated by the NYDA and long-term government plans. The committee sought clarity on the role that the agency plays in the event of large uptake of young people in institutions like the South African National Defence Force. The committee was of the view that the NYDA needed to leverage partnerships with institutions such as the SANDF, where young people may be channeled into technical and engineering branches within SANDF, where highly sought-after technical skills may be developed and nurtured. The NYDA indicated that it will seek to enhance and mainstream its partnerships with departments such as the SANDF and other large programs such as the Expanded Public Works Program and the Health Brigade. The committee pointed out that there seems to be an overlap in the classification of expenditure items on the NYDA budget in relation to operational expenses and project disbursements. Furthermore, the committee was concerned that based on previous trends, there was no assurance that the NYDA would be able to collect all the own revenue budgeted for. This was viewed as a potential cash flow risk, given that budgeted expenditure for 13-14 equals budgeted revenue. The NYDA indicated that it formulated its budget according to the activity-based costing system, ABC system, hence the taking of operational expenses and project disbursements for the same expenditure items. However, the committee highlighted that the agency should review its budget classification for reporting on expenditure items so as to show clear distinctions in expenditure items. With regard to the collection of revenue, the NYDA reported that it has undertaken legal steps towards some loan beneficiaries and page 9. Was in the process of negotiating settlement proposals and revised payment terms and anticipated that it would be able to collect all the budgeted revenue. The committee requested the details on progress made in addressing findings made by the AG SA in previous audit cycles. The committee pointed out that addressing matters of emphasis highlighted in the findings of the HSA was critical in enhancing governance in the agency. The NYDA indicated that in the previous audit cycle, there were two main areas of emphasis, namely compliance with supply chain management regulations and loan impairments. Positive progress has been made on both fronts with significant reductions of non-compliance with SCM procedures and the pursuance of legal processes to recoup outstanding loan repayments. End of section 8.
We'll start from page 7. Honorable Swart, please.
7 is fine. 8.
Page 8.
Just the fourth paragraph from the top says the committee was concerned at the time, and I just think we should replace the word at with about. The word about the, I'll read, the committee was concerned about the timeline alignment.
The sentence that starts with furthermore. Then the NYDA will be able to collect all the old, NYDA will be able to collect. This is about what? All the old, something seems to be missing there. All the own revenue budgeted for.
Delete on.
Just how the sentence goes. Furthermore, the committee was concerned that based on previous trends, there was no assurance that the NYDA will be able to collect all the revenue budgeted for.
Yes.
Thanks.
It looks funny when one is reading it all their own, but it's just to emphasize that they indicated that they would collect exactly what's indicated in the estimates, which is all the revenue. But when you read it, it looks a bit funny, but it's just to emphasize that they won't half collect or collect only some of the money.
Thanks, Chair. On the fifth paragraph, Chair. The fifth paragraph from the top. Yeah, where it starts, the second, yes, it starts with the committee source, but the second line, second sentence, that starts by the committee was of the view that the NYDA needed to leverage partnerships with institutions such as there's a missing weight there as the SANDF. Then you continue reading that sentence. Somewhere along the line, it doesn't make sense. You say, as the SANDF, where young people may be channeled into technical and engineering branches within SANDF, where highly sought after. You see, that's where the problem starts. I can't get the meaning. Where highly sought after technical skills may be developed and nurtured. There is something, you know, that is very uncomforting here on this part of the sentence.
Thanks, Chair. To ease the comfort, maybe we can divide the sentence into two. We can end where it says the NYDA to leverage partnerships with institutions such as the SANDF, where young people may be channeled into technical and engineering branches, and then we end there. And then yeah, that would impact. It looks funny now.
What is the significance, therefore, of the last three, of the last part? Can you take it up? You are with that end.
I think there you can put within SNDF for highly sought after technical skills. Okay, where highly sought, it must be a comma. Because in actual sense, it's saying in the SANDF, they are nurturing highly sought skills. That's the meaning of it. But maybe we should put a comma within SNDF. Or a semicolon, whatever. Because I understand the meaning to say you are the SANDF is nurturing and developing technical skills. That's what it says. But it needs to be, I don't know whether it's a comma or what.
Thanks, Chair. I'm being corrected here, Chair. And I think it makes sense now after the correction. In fact, it should have said within SANDF where highly soft technical skills may be developed and nurtured. Soft instead of sought. Yeah, I think it was just an error.
Sophisticated.
Soft. Yeah, soft technical skills. Soft.
No, sophisticated, but not soft.
Sophisticated. Soft. Yeah. Sophisticated. Yeah, sophisticated.
May I make a proposal, Chair?
Chair, this S-O-U-H-D-A, this sort, is the past tense of seek. Am I wrong?
Yes.
Yeah. So they are saying they are seeking that technical skill. They are developing it and nurturing it. Hence, I'm saying the sentence should be somewhere, somehow corrected because it's about the skills that they are seeking and they are developing and nurturing in the SANDF. So maybe the sentence totally has to be rechanged or there must be a comma or a full stop. I don't know.
The meaning I get is that we are moving from the premise that SANDF has these skills. That's the impression I get. And then NYDA has to link with SANDF because it seeks these skills from SANDF. Maybe the changing of the sentence, but that's where they seek these skills because these skills seem to be there at the SANDF.
I think the more was right.
Say, why don't you stop there?
into technical and engineering. Yes, within the SNDF. Because what we are doing now, if we go further, we are unpacking this technical and engineering. Yes. Engineering branches within the SNDF. Branches, yeah, engineering branches within.
Payment, so we can now start on observations and findings. Nine.
Thanks, Chair. Section 9, observations and findings. The Standing Committee on Appropriations, having considered the strategic annual performance plans and budget of the National Youth Development Agency, made the following findings and observations. 9.1, that the new vision, mission, value statements, and streamlined performance objectives of the NYDA are a positive step towards revising the image and credibility of the NYDA.
This is a positive step.
Should I just... Okay, read them all. 9.2, that the NYDA has shifted its youth enterprise support strategy from enterprise loans to grant funding. The committee views the development of strict criteria and guidelines in the awarding of grants as critical in ensuring sustainability. 9.3, that the National Youth Development Agency Act No. 58 of 2008 is currently under review as a result of challenges experienced by the National Youth Development Agency in the effective implementation and monitoring of youth development programs due to its broad mandate and the need to review the institutional, administrative, and management arrangements at provincial and local levels. 9.4, that the National Youth Development Agency has limited reach in terms of its visibility and accessibility by all young people. Furthermore, the committee finds that there are disparities in the ability of young people to access information given their particular geographic location. That is rural areas versus urban areas. The committee views the need for easier access to the products and services of the NYDA by all youth, especially women, people with disabilities, and rural youth as a strategic imperative. 9.5, that the NYDA may be involved in partnerships that may be perceived as partisan. However, the committee welcomes the affirmation by the NYDA that it is transparent and open in its partnerships, and that all stakeholders are welcome in initiating partnerships with the agency. 9.6, that the NYDA has undertaken to develop the Youth Employment Strategy for South Africa 2050 to halve youth unemployment by 2050. However, the committee views the alignment of any long-term development strategy with the National Development Plan Vision 2030 is critical to ensure alignment with other government programs. Okay.
So we are on this observations now. Honorable Sir?
Chair, just 9.6, the last sentence there, which starts with however the committee, I just feel we should start the sentence with the committee however views the alignment. In other words, that just shift the word however.
Honorable Engel. Other correction or addition to the observations and findings?
No, we have it.
Or you can go to recommendations on page 10.
Thanks, Chair Chairperson. Number recommendations. The Standing Committee on Appropriations, having considered the annual performance plan and the budget of the National Youth Development Agency for 13-14 financial year, recommends as follows. 10.1, that the National Youth Development Agency should develop a grant funding framework that provides a basis for transparency, fairness, and accountability in the awarding of grant funding. Okay. 10.2, that the National Youth Development Agency should enhance its visibility and accessibility to all youth by undertaking a media strategy analysis in order to determine the best and most effective outreach platforms that will reach more young people, including those in the rural areas and the youth with disabilities. 10.3, that the National Youth Development Agency should put in place change management mechanisms and a rigorous performance management system to ensure that all staff of the NYDA respond rapidly and effectively in the implementation of the new vision and mission of the agency.
We're doing recommendations now, Honorable Sir.
Beg your pardon?
We're doing recommendations now.
Yes.
No. We need to go back.
Would you like to go back here? I think we can go back because I think, you know, your input was absolutely important. We should go back to page 6 and start again.
Point 4, that the National Youth Development Agency should form partnerships in a transparent manner which cannot be misconstrued to be unfairly prejudiced in competitive sector markets.
Now continue, please.
And direct comment to the chairperson.
Chairs. Just under 10, 1, 2, 3, and 4, we say that the National Youth Development Agency should. And, you know, I say we must delete the word should in all four cases. That the National Youth Development Agency develop a grant funding, that the National Youth Development Agency enhance its visibility, that the National Youth Development Agency put in place. You don't have to have should there. Remove all the shoots here.
Just a small comment, Chair, on the recommendation number 10.2. You see, the way we have crafted it is exactly the way members raise concerns around the issue of the grant funding. But when you go to the finding number 9.2, where the committee says, the committee views the development of strict criteria and guidelines in the awarding of grant as critical in ensuring sustainability. I think with the word that is missing there, or the finding 9.2, yes, because I'm trying to link the two, because they are actually responding to one another. Now, the finding, the word that I think is missing, which is very key here, is accountability, in ensuring sustainability and accountability. Because the issue that was raised by members was that if now you come up with this grant finding, how are you going to ensure accountability? How are you going to ensure that people don't take advantage that these are the public funds? So therefore, you know, so you must come up with very credible accountability mechanisms. Hence the recommendation that says the NYDA must develop a framework that will ensure a basis for transparency, fairness, and accountability in the awarding of the grant funding.
Can I raise my hand as well? Now, I think that I hear what you're saying, but on paragraph 9, my answer is that we're dealing with the findings and observations. Now, the views of the committee.
We are done
with the findings. If you look at others, they explain. I see there's also a committee, welcome committee does this, but I thought that these findings will, under normal circumstances, normally say this is what you observe, observations and findings as a committee. And now, it's not only true that now we have even expressed the views of the committee here. Is that how we should call it? You hear what I'm saying?
No.
Sorry? I'm saying what I notice is that it's not just only the views, it's not only the observations or findings, but it's also the views of the committee also expressed here. I'm saying, the question that I'm raising is, should we be expressing then how as a committee we're feeling in terms of what we have found, in terms of these findings and observations? Are they fine as they stand now?
I think they're good.
Okay, then if we correct that, coming to what Pelelani raises, Pelelani, is it not what you are raising, maybe more familiar to 9.4? Yeah. Where, now 9.4 says that National Youth Development Agency has limited reach in terms of visibility. And the 10.2 is addressing it to that, what you call it, to the strategy then, on visibility, on all.
Accountability, that I'm talking to on the recommendation 10.2.
Now, 10.2 is about visibility and accessibility.
I'm sorry, 10.1 versus the finding 9.2. Because the 10.1 recommendation...
We have removed the shoes, isn't it?
Yes, we've removed the shoes. But the recommendation is fine as it is now without the shoes. I'm saying now the findings, you need to include the word accountability, because that was the key way in the declaration on the day of the presentation.
But it is there on 10.1.
No, I'm saying in the findings. You need to include in the findings.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right. Okay. Are you with us? Another whip? Are you with us?
I'm still with you. As long as our report is still what we as committee members deliberated upon, because we don't want anybody outside the committee to be influencing our decisions, because we sat down, we deliberated and came to some conclusions as members of the committee. But we appreciate the corrections, because we might miss some things out, but within the limits of what we feel the direction of the NYDA should be going as public representatives.
Okay. Now, thanks. Okay. So there's the recommendation. Any comments on the recommendation? Honorable Manzana, any comments?
Public oversight and everything. General knowledge here.
Okay. Sepo wants to make a comment.
Thanks, Chair. Okay, I'm reading 10.2 again, and I'm thinking that it does, okay, I'm just seeing it now, that it does not contain an element of cost effectiveness. So the way it's phrased, it's almost as if we'd want them to undertake the research on media platforms that might be expensive, but they might say actually it was a committee recommendation that you are carrying out. So I'm recommending that we include on the third line in the recommendation, in order to determine the best and most cost-effective outreach platforms. When the agency was here, members were asking them if they've made, they've gone out to rural radio stations and so on, because they felt that in some of the most isolated areas, the youth are not getting access to this information. Thanks.
Okay, so you're saying so we must also take into account the cost of that. Okay. Any other comments?
I'm worried now, so this meeting is going to finish too soon. Can we... What else can we do? Can we just go back to page one again? Just to...
Are we going to finish... Way too early.
Sorry.
I'm a minute.
Again?
Not on the agenda.
I'm a minute.
In the program.
Mm. Oh. Okay. Is this, there were areas that we flagged, no? Now you're dealing with the wedding. Yes. Now, the conclusion? No, we'll come back to the conclusion. Sorry? Yeah, we're finishing now. We had flagged a certain item.
It's only state and government that we flagged.
Okay, let's just start there. Honorable Swartz is correct. Black state and government. Any difference? That's not my copy. This one. So we're sticking by government or state? Honorable Dr. Fandi.
Chairperson, I just want to repeat what I said, but maybe just to make more sense. If it was said in the past in our reports, I think it was wrong. If you look at the Constitution and if you look into the Public Finance Management Act, institutions relating to the public sector have been referred to public entities. Eskom, Transnet, SAA, they are all referred to as public institutions and referred to in the Constitution and the PFMA as state-owned enterprises, not government-owned enterprises. And, if you refer to government. Government consists of the political parties that was elected. All members, there are different political parties. There are some political parties that did not make it to parliament, and in the future there might not be. That I just want to be consistent to the constitution and the PFMA that refer to state-owned enterprises. And this is also an institution that belongs to the state, not to the government, not to the political parties here in parliament. Thank you.
Now, Dr. Anna, you had made your, what you call, your motivation, you understood, but I just wanted to take it, you're still standing by it now. And Honorable, any Honorable Mkhulisi?
No, on what? On this explanation that the Honorable member is giving, NYTA is totally different from the state-owned institutions. Because the state-owned institutions have their own budget. They decide, they have their own, you know, officials, CEOs, everything. This NYTA does not have, they don't have, we don't have in the, a budget that is for NYTA. It's under a president. You can't say it's an agency that is under the presidency. So really, it does not qualify to be categorized as an SM, as a state-owned enterprise. It does not fall under that category. So I just wanted to. Yeah, not really.
Mm. Okay.
Thank you.
Honorable,
thanks, Chair. No, Chair, I think you are taking us back, because that kind of explanation, we already engaged on it, but also I align myself with what Honorable Yengen is putting up. But, Chair, where we have left that argument, we left it on what was contributed by Honorable Gadeplom to say, Chair, let us check what we have been using all along. And I thought maybe we will end up this document understanding exactly what terminology we have been using all along up to now. I think this is just where we're supposed to be cleared. No more discussions, just to check as Honorable Johannes proposed.
Okay, just to make progress. Now, in fact, I think just to make progress. I think the last statement really underlines everything as it was said earlier. That generally, and we have never interpreted this to mean whether there are others who are for or against. We're compiling our report here. That's why perhaps I wanted to, I thought that there will be a change of mind from them. But let's just accept, Honorable Dr. Van Dijk, that the view of the majority, I mean, that's why I tested what you call Honorable Swart's view as well. That there doesn't seem to be much difference. And I think Honorable Yingmin is the explanation that normally the example that you're making about state-owned enterprises, really, NYTA doesn't fall in that category. I think we quite agree. Let's agree with that and move. Then, Pelelani, you have your wedding for strategic key shift.
Yes.
Yes,
sir.
Have you shared it with the...
No, sir, we were sharing something else.
Okay.
Yeah, we're discussing the proposal by Honorable Van Dijk, but it's fine, sir,
okay.
If you're happy with that. The bullet that I'm proposing, sir, is saying the NYDA has adopted a grant funding model to replace the enterprise loan mechanism.
Mufuna, with you slowly, Abbas, who... Madam Kopos,
If I wish to share it now, I should have given him a piece of a paper, you know, written what you have written.
The NYTA has adopted a grant funding model to replace the enterprise loan mechanism.
Yeah. Okay, so those are the only things that we had flagged, am I right? Okay.
All the flags are raised now, Chair.
Okay, the conclusion. Conclusion?
Section 11, conclusion. The Standing Committee on Appropriations, having considered the annual performance plan and the budget of the National Youth Development Agency for the 2013-14 financial year, supports the annual performance and budget of the National Youth Development Agency for 2013-14, which forms part of Budget Vote 1, the Presidency.
Agreed?
No, Chair, I'm not agreed. I don't agree with that conclusion. But, you know, if the majority goes with it, then you must just note the objections of it, against it by the DA. We don't support the budget at all.
You don't support the budget of the...
We don't think they should be there at all. National Youth Development Agency shouldn't exist. That's what we say.
Okay.
That's the official viewpoint of the DA.
That's fine, because if that is the official viewpoint of the party, then we know what is the viewpoint of the party. I don't think they have problems with this.
No.
But in the conclusion, they have a problem, a principle problem with this. So, they, as I understand it, they accept the report.
Yeah.
But they not... they are against the NYDA as principle.
Coming back,
bring us back to the old debate.
Honourable Khalifa is quite correct, because, you know, the NYDA is there. I mean, we can't wish it away.
Yeah.
So it's there. So their report has come to us. We've deliberated on that report. We're happy with the reductions and everything that they've done in the strategic plans. But we cannot support the budget, basically, because we don't agree that NIDA should exist at all. So that's the official viewpoint of the DA.
Okay, well, Francisco, you want to help us? Or you cover?
I think we understand that, Chair, and there's no way that they can say something different, but it would be...
From the party.
Yeah, it would be important for us to just to... to understand more about the official standpoint of the party, because we have them within us. Can you elaborate more, except the existence, because why I'm asking is just for us to understand, because, you know, we don't want to stand there and say, you know, we sat down with you, you deliberated on this thing, and the only thing that you have said to us, the official standpoint of the day is that the NYDA should not exist. And I don't think when you stand in that podium, you'll just say one sentence. Maybe to make us understand a bit today, since we have an opportunity to be with you from the DA on the what was the real problem about the existence, it's just to, at least to, for us to understand, use your opportunity to understand the standpoint of the DA more. Definitely, Honourable, you'll be standing there, one of you, and I have no doubt that you won't stand there and say, LTA, we don't approve the existence of the NYDA, and then you go and sit down. So just to lecture us a bit so that we understand.
Chair, I can lecture the honourable member with pleasure and without pleasure as well. But the situation is, Chair, we feel that there's money, that this National Youth Development Agency has wasted a lot of money of government. That's the one reason. Secondly, why we don't feel that it's a justified existence is, you know, we get 473 or 435 million rand going to the National Youth Development Agency. But then the Department of Economic Development pumps another 3 billion into, no, 3 billion. Okay, make it 1 billion, I don't care. But, you know, pumps another 1 billion into youth development. Then you've also got other youth funds inside government. And you know, it's just, you know, the whole thing is just fragmented, and we feel it should go to one government institution, and we feel that that institution should be properly managed, which is this National Youth Development Agency was not in the past, and it's wasted a lot of money of government.
Can I just ask this maybe with progress to us. I think it's a question that Honorable Gerard Blom again is raising, and this question always crops up. This question always crops up when we have to adopt the report. Now, the last time it was whether you remember we changed the what to call it, the report to say, are we adopting the report? In other words, is the report the reflection
of what happened?
Of what happened. So that the other part, we leave it to the debate, you know, of whether the YN NIDA as an entity, do we want it or we don't. The DA has its own view. ANC has got its own view in terms of that. But then, I don't know, the last report, I know the, what was it on performance monitoring and evaluation.
Yeah.
Then we said, let's shift it towards the department and focus on our report. Are we agreeing on this report or not? I don't know if that would help us. I know that it doesn't take away the issue of the debate.
I'm happy about the report, Chair.
But I'm just talking that shouldn't we be focusing our energies on this report? Are we agreeing with the report?
No.
I'm talking about the approach.
I got that approach, Chair. I can never go against what my organization is saying. I think the approach that you are taking is right, because the standpoint of the DA, unfortunately, some members of they don't have an opportunity to interact with NYDA and ask them questions about the money, that they are wasting a lot of money. I think those questions have arisen and they have explained to us. So I like your approach, because at least the honorable members should be in a position to say, this report we concur with what is there, because these people came to, or the kids came to explain, and we investigated. There is not a single cent that they have not accounted. Why huge salaries? All these questions that are flown out there, they have explained where they come from. And I think all of us, we understand. So I think it is important for us, for them, to at least to acknowledge the fact that there has been accountability for the monies that have been given to them. And what is there, it's what is in their report. However, the standpoint of our party, we don't, if it were for us, that NYDA should not exist. But the fact that they have used the money in the manner in which they have used, we had an opportunity to interact and understand where this money has gone for. It's not like the money was given to them and then they all went to party as it was initially said. I think there were lots of explanations. I remember the minister at some stage, Minister Collins Shabang, Shabang, okay, Shabang. He answered this question in details, what is the thing of the in front, and I think we all understood. And I think it does not, my party will not fire me if I say what is contained in the report and what has been used for the money that was given to them. And on my oversight visits as well, I've seen it. I'm content. However, we think that this should not exist, this the NYDA. Maybe it should go somewhere else. I think that's not betrayal.
I think
the point that Honorable Yenyen raises is our point, and I think that I really don't want us to get into the debate of the House there, but I think Honorable Yenyen, the point that he's saying, and Honorable Singh raised it in the debate of performance monitoring and evaluation, that this particular leadership now, board, the new board, the feeling from the committee, and I thought that it was the feeling of the committee when we went to visit it as expressed, that we think that there's a direction. But I think, Honorable Yenyen, and you're right to say, Honorable Swart to say, the position of the party. That says, Honourable Members, I just want Honourable Members to assist and please, like Honourable Mashifo is saying, so let's not get influence from outside. What is it that you want to write on this report? Is it to adopt this report in terms of this motivation? And then the issue of the debate, we leave it there. It will take place there. There's going to be a schedule of each and everyone. Do you want NYTA? No, we don't want it. Those who don't want it. You want this and so forth and so forth. Honorable Sir.
Chair, the only reason that why I'm raising it is because for the very same reason which where I agree with Honorable Yangeni. So I don't want to get up, or one of our members get up in Parliament and say we don't want the NYTA. In the meantime, we've said, yeah, yes, we accept. In the conclusion, because then Honorable Yagani can get up and say, hey, but he was sitting in the committee, why didn't you raise your objections there? So I'm saying I'm happy with the contents of this report. I'm happy because I think it's an improvement. There is improvement within NIDA, but whether we with the improvements agree with the existence is another story. So until my party changes its position, I can't change my position. Okay.
The principle, Honorable Swart, we can't change the principle of the party. But I just want, Honorable Members, just to maybe, I don't know if the wedding, I think the issue has to do with the wedding.
We've seen the wedding. You said the standing committee has considered the annual performance plan and the budget of the National Youth Development Agency for this period. Yes. And then at the end, after this, that you said, which for the
and the budget of the National Youth Development Agency, which forms part of budget vote number one. We don't say, we are not talking about vote number one.
We're
talking about the NYDA, and then we say report to be considered. We are talking about the report, unless we want some wording to be changed, because here is still about the report.
Now, in fact, why you still the comment, Mashiko? I think this is, you know, this report, if you read, we're trying to persuade you, Honorable Swart. And you have not even paid Lobola, you know, you're busy.
Hey, yeah, it's on its way, Jim.
You know, this report is saying, having considered the annual performance, what you call it, it's not, now, if you read it, it's not about the NYDA. I mean, it's not talking the NYDA. It's saying, having considered the annual performance plan of the NYDA, of course, and the budget of the National Youth Agency that they want to call for us, and then we support the APP and the budget. I don't know if this means that inadvertently you're supporting the NYDA, but I think that this report is saying, this conclusion is saying, it's talking about what we're doing, considering the APP. That's why we waited a lot of time this morning and other day, talking about the annual performance plan and the budget. We happy with it or not? Commenting, and I think, oh, I'm sorry, Honorable Mashiko was still on the floor. You come, and then you conclude.
I've heard that sentence.
Sorry.
I was just drawing attention to that. We're talking about the ATP and the budget of the NYTA, maybe because it's with which forms part. Because it definitely forms part of that budget. And then the report, we are talking about this, the report of the APP and the budget, which is part of something. We are not talking about that. We just think about the APP, the budget, and the report, and we consider the report.
How about taking into account, I hear what Honorable is saying, is that you can't support here and then go there knowing what the party is going to say and say, support and then say no support. But what they can abstain. You know, that they can just, well, because they have all the facts with them.
So he'll descend to the province.
No, they don't descend to the province. They can just abstain because they know the facts. They know everything. I'm just suggesting because I can understand what they're saying. They are not talking on their behalf. When they talk on their behalf, we understand. Yeah, the difference between them being members of the committee, we are on the same level. But, and them now talking on behalf of a political party. So for me, to balance the two, they can just be like, you know, abstain. And abstaining, it's much more better because they will be able to explain to the committee, I mean to the party that, because this report is not about the existence really of the NYDA. The committee, we are not deliberating on the existence of the NYDA, whether it should exist or should not exist. The committee is deliberating on the budget, you see. And that's the budget that we all know. That's the budget that we went to do the oversight. So on those bases, they find themselves not in a position to vote because they've taken into account the consideration of the party stand. But they at the same time, they don't want to appear as if they did not understand. I mean, they were just put in the bus and go to all these places and come back and sit in the committees and devote anything. When it comes to budget, they know. So abstention is the best thing to do.
Can we perhaps put in here, the committee noted the objection of the Democratic Alliance to the conclusion.
Yeah, I think that you're taking us forward. I think that what we need to do, honorable members, and I just want to, my understanding is that this is a committee of, this is a report of the committee. The majority of the people are adopting this committee, the report is adopted. However, the objection of the what you call it part should be noted in the minutes. That I don't know if it's done like that, but the minutes then would reflect that the DA did not support
the budget.
The budget. Not the annual performance plan.
No.
They agree with the budget.
Yes. They don't support. Chair, don't think
don't unpack this. It did.
No, you see. Not so far, you see.
No, Kanga, said he agreed, but then the party said...
No, what we are agreeing, Kom, is that we are adopting the report. But people must say, or the union, I propose adoption. Honorable so-and-so, I second. Né? That's what they want to know there. Honorable Swart then says, as a DA, we don't support for the reasons that he has given.
What I'm saying, Che, is that the DA objects to the contents of the conclusion in the report. And that's all.
To
the conclusion, yeah.
What does it say? No, let's understand. I mean, Bonabiyang has really spent a lot of time trying to call, and all of us trying to think that what is it?
Well, unless you want to say, Chair,
yeah,
that the Democratic Alliance does not agree with the existence of National Development National Youth Development Agency, you could say that.
We're not there. We're not about that in this report. In this report, I thought that you were saying earlier, is this a true reflection of what took place between our engagement with the NYDA? I thought we were addressing that. So. Let's just allow to come and conclude.
Chair, what we're saying is we're happy with the amendments to the strategic plan of National Youth Development Agency, so I'm happy with the recommendations,
yeah,
and I'm happy with the findings, but we feel that they shouldn't, yeah, so we're happy with the report, so the report is fine. So we are happy to adopt the report, but what I am saying is the moment I agree to the adoption of the budget itself, I then agree to the existence of NIDA.
Now we like to call. So we think we're happy with the report. No, but all that I want, Honorable Yingan has proposed, Honorable Swart 7, the report.
No. my sister over here.
Okay, Honorable Dr. Van Dijk 7, the report.
No, Chair. I'm going to rocket about the spokesperson.
For meriting purposes, I would suggest that... Honorable Yangeni has already proposed, and that Honorable Mfulu seconds.
No, it's fine. Someone did.
I think left to leave it there.
Yeah.
Left to leave it there. Today, left to leave it there. But, we have one thing.
I thought that you were still continuing, when you say the day, I'm not saying
I can't say anything about it. Okay. At least we understand, we think that, okay, and we understand where we
understand with each other when the committee really comes to the call. So I think that.
Yeah. Honourable members, thank you very much for adopting the report of NYTA. So I think that we have adopted it within the allowed time frame.
Within minutes.
Okay. As far as the report is concerned, I don't have a minute, right? As far as the report, we'll meet now in the debate.
Yeah, I won't be there to oppose you, Chair. It's all right.
And honorable Yengeni, if you say something that you haven't said, yes, we'll watch you.
No, I must not
care.
I will not be
talking. No, I won't either, so
I'm not talking.
I'm not talking either, so don't worry.
You can't say that somebody who does not know this committee.
I can.
I
No, this is the presidency's budget.
Okay, you are not talking.
I don't talk about
okay.
Presidency.
Oh, okay, that's fine. That's good.
Members, do we have the copies of the minutes?
Yes.
Yeah. No, you're going back. You say I must go back. You keep on going back.
No, now I understand. But they must probably break. Okay, well, that's fine.
You want to talk to me?
Because if you check all...